Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at what is new in research, what's hot in the news, or any topic that can help us lose weight, feel great, and live longer, better. Okay, today's topic, eat to be a strong country. Every once in a while, I go back and I look at the global health ranking of the United States. You know, I was embarrassed a few years ago to tell you that we ranked 37th in global health while spending more money than any other country. Well, now we rank 69th, and that's just above Algeria, Mexico, and Romania. We have a lower life expectancy, higher infant and maternal mortality than just about any other so-called developed country. Yet we spend far more money than any other country. You should really look at some of those statistics pages. I kept scrolling and scrolling till I found the United States. So low, I thought it had to be wrong. And COVID stats, while the U.S. population, I mean, we're about 333 million people, and India has about 1.4 billion. We lost a million people out of our 333 million to COVID. India, with their 1.4 billion, lost half that. They lost less than half a million. What on earth? I mean, I'm looking at these stats and I can't even believe how bad they are. So bad. You know, you look at all sorts of different agencies, international insurance. You know, it's just really downright criminal. 3 years ago, you know, we just kept falling and falling. You know, can be reversed, though. And, you know, I look at all the Western countries, the top performing countries, Norway, the Netherlands, and Australia, they continue to rank high. United States ranks last of the 11 that are counted in so-called Western countries. But yet we spend far more of our gross domestic product on healthcare. You know, that's ranking on access to care. Can you see a doctor? Administrative efficiency, like paperwork galore, equity, who can afford it, who can't, and health care outcomes, how healthy we get. Yet, we spend far more than any other country. You know, in the past, high-income countries spent about 5%, maybe 8% on health care. U.S. spends about 17%. And has the poorest outcome and affordability. You know, residents in other countries are less likely to report difficulty in paying medical bills. How many of you have been denied? In fact, one of the biggest causes of bankruptcy is health problems. Okay, so this isn't going away anytime soon. Average cost per person in healthcare in the United States last year, $12,555, while other countries, much more, double. We pay double more than other countries that outperform us in health. So today's topic applies to this with some absolutely great research by Dr. William Lee. He is great. He is a Harvard-trained physician, has been published in over 100 times in the most prestigious journals, Science, New England Journal of Medicine, and The Lancet. He began in cancer research and understandably became very disillusioned with treating disease. And so he's gone on to prove commonalities of all diseases, diabetes, blindness, heart disease, wound healing, and more than 70 other diseases. Trained in internal medicine, his specialty is vascular, specifically oncology. You know, a tumor remains small till it gets blood vessels. So it kind of tied together. Once a tumor gets blood vessels, it can grow quickly because it's got all your nutrition. New blood vessel, that's called angiogenesis. So he took that knowledge of blood vessels and studied how it happens to apply in healthy situations and what powerful things happen on a microscopic level when we eat certain foods. I love this guy. He created the Eat to Defeat Cancer program, and you can his website, eattodefeat.org, and a good old healthy eating campaign that he has now spread to more than 40 countries. In all of his research on cancer, his specialty, immunotherapy, he is retraining the immune system to work better. And no surprise, he's found compounds in food that help the body work better, smarter, without side effects than any drug ever. His recent book, it's a great read. Even though it has a lot of technical information, I think you'd love it. Eat to Beat Disease with Food focuses on what to eat rather than what to eliminate. So that's kind of a fun little twist. The thought of creating disease versus treating disease. You know, it's like it takes a sledgehammer to treat disease, and it costs a lot. Not as effective, and it has lots of unpleasant side effects. Whereas creating health, as humankind has always done until most recently, when disease became a big business, creating health with food is pleasant, delicious, creative, fun, and it has other great benefits. You remember from a recent show, I talked about the Blue Zones, and an additional one, Aci Aroli, Italy. I love this place. I'm going to go there, hopefully this year. 15% of the population is over 100 years old, and they have amazing circulation. That's kind of what they're coming down to. There's like virtually no dementia, heart disease, cataracts, or any of those diseases we consider common in older ages. I'm not going to call it normal anymore. I'm going to call it common. You know, in Aci Aroli, Italy, they eat lots and lots of rosemary herb, wonderful olive oil, vegetables, fish, red wine, and oh, by the way, very little pasta. Fast food, processed food, sugar, nope. Just real whole food and lots of vegetables and spices. Eating to beat disease goes hand in hand with what promotes longevity, as all the experts are going to tell you. And I have to put a plug in for my latest version of my Weight Loss for Life program. I use a similar version to research programs out there that have proven to reverse age by 3.23 years in as little as 8 weeks. Reverse aging is very similar to reversing disease. I love it. And when people can get off their medicines and feel younger, years younger, with more health and vitality than they forgot they once had, wonderful. I'm having so much fun. But back to Dr. Lee. If you want to watch Dr. Lee, he has got a great TED Talk entitled, Can We Eat to Starve Cancer? In his talk, you know, he goes into his favorite topic, cancer angiogenesis, building those blood vessels. You know, 19 billion capillaries. And you can see we all have microscopic cancer cells that our immune system targets and destroys. So what foods can we eat to balance this? Well, for one, resveratrol. That is in a lot of foods. And that resveratrol actually inhibits abnormal angiogenesis. And 60% is found in pistachios, grapes, wine, blueberries, cranberries, even cocoa and dark chocolate. You know, these plants make resveratrol to fight fungal infections, fight ultraviolet radiation, stress, and injury. So when we eat them, we get this protection. So Dr. Lee decided to look at all the major chronic diseases and see what they had in common. As a vascular doc, he found angiogenesis and how it goes awry. There are lots of things they have in common, but as a vascular doc, that's what he sees. It's the big switch. We began looking at pathways to target healthy functioning. You know, critical philosophical paradigm shift, you know, from fighting or treating disease to building health. That is a mental mind shift that in a country like ours is kind of like trying to stop an ocean liner with all of its momentum. The shift to prevention of disease and building health, you know, it's hard because you've got big food and big pharma, those big industries, the biggest. You look at all the advertising dollars, they control the media. You know, if they are spending all the advertising dollars, are you going to hear much about this? No. If you want TV, you're just going to see all the drugs and food spending money, and they want you to get you thinking their way and buying their mental paradigm. One by one, we got to change this. And it starts with eating real food. Instead of chasing disease, the science comes to creating health. You know, whatever area of health you look at, the mitochondria and the microbiome, functional medicine, gut health, food science shows it builds health. I love it. It proves it. And Dr. Lee maps it out with deep science. The one thing about science, he says, you can't argue with it. It is what it is. Truth, and you just follow wherever it goes. Not led by money, not led by bias, by profit, anything, nothing but truth. Food turns out to be our best medicine, and what is old is new again. It is truly our strongest medicine, and the wrong food is the slowest poison. All the old traditional medicines from ancient time recognize this. You know, it's how our body responds to food. You know, Lee is pragmatic. You know, he knows eating is a learned behavior in humans. Good habits can be learned, and we should be teaching and setting an example to the youngest. Humans have to be taught. Most animals have instincts, but they still are taught by their parents. A few years ago, in our neighborhood, I watched a doe raising triplets. All year, you could see that she was teaching them what to eat, where it was safe to be, what to watch out for, like don't sleep here or you're going to be hit by a golf ball. Don't hang out here at night. Sleep here because there's some good flowers to eat and new grass to eat. Don't go there. They got a mean dog. When we look at how we're teaching our young these days, it's not good. Instead of teaching them how to eat well, we're teaching them that life is stressful. Go eat a pizza. That's feeding all the bad bacteria in our gut with food that's low nutritional value. So we need to eat home-cooked, good, organic, fresh food. Oh, gosh. New top science is finding the gut microbiome benefits even cancer therapy. You know, the National Cancer Institute, along with the National Gene Project, just published an article entitled Gut Microbiome Influences Effectiveness of Immunotherapy. And it was published, three different ones were published in the journal Science, all about gut bacteria can slow advanced tumors, and it can shrink them or actually disappear. So you're going to run right out and buy a good probiotic, right? Wrong. You got to do it by eating the right foods that are going to promote the growth. And according to MD Anderson Cancer Center, including healthy prebiotic and probiotic foods makes a huge difference. And another study about the gut microbiome was published in the journal Nature. Studies on bifidobacteria in helping the body respond to cancer immunotherapy. Acromantia is the big one. You know, it used to be you couldn't get it in a pill. You had to get it in the pomegranates and cranberries and green tea. But now we have acromantia. And Dr. Lee's own mother had metastatic cancer. And within 30 days, she was cancer-free using immunotherapy and diet therapy. Our gut bacteria talk to our immune cells. Oh my gosh, those little microbes that outnumber us, they are powerful. You know, so eating these pomegranates, eating cranberry, green tea, cranberries, walnuts, pecans, almonds, within 2 weeks can greatly change the bacteria and even reverse age you. Okay, suppressing cancer risk. And even more research is coming on autism, cognitive function, obesity, diabetes, inflammation, cholesterol, regulating blood sugar, and even age-defying regeneration of stem cells with food. This is why we got to take our food seriously. Whether you're talking Ayurvedic, traditional Chinese medicine, Hippocrates, all the ancient traditions understood, health begins in the gut. You know, it's because these plants that are really good for us make lots of compounds to protect themselves from their environment. When you eat them, you get their energy, you get those nutrients. Another key point is to eat less for less metabolic stress. You know, so if you're eating, busting at the seams has become a habit, you're probably hungry all the time because you've dysregulated the natural leptin. So there is a concept that comes clear back from Confucius called Hari Hachi Bu, where it just means eating till you're 80% full. American buffet fans may be displeased because Americans' caloric intake is 3,300. So this principle of Hari Hachi Bu is associated with the longest life expectancy. Food is powerful, simple, real. Dr. Lee's book is great. Ancient cultures knew what we're just learning, but we need to eat real food to be healthy. So thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition. I hope you learned something that will help you have better health, longevity, and vitality. As always, replays are available on my website, deb4.com, on YouTube, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Food is your most powerful medicine or your slowest poison. So choose wisely. And wily, I guess. Have a great day and remember, real food, not too much, and keep it colorful and organic. Have a great one.